Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm Dan Zangrilli, host of the KDKA Radio Evening Magazine, Thursdays and Fridays, 6 until 10, and also work over on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Saturday, Sunday mornings. And I'll also remind you to join us at Oakmont Bakery this Friday, tomorrow, right? To celebrate National Donut Day. That includes a free donut with every purchase. Check out the celebration at oakmontbakery.com. And at Oakmont Bakery on social media. Pleased to be joined by a Pitt coaching legend. The great Jackie Sherrill is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline right now. Coach Sherrill, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, and thank you for joining me. I wish you were under some better circumstances. Unfortunately,
well,
I bring you on to talk about the passing of your buddy, your comrade, your former boss. Johnny Majors passed away yesterday.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'm able to talk, you know, Tuesday morning I wasn't probably in very good shape to talk. You know, when I got the call, I told my wife the coach had passed, and she hugged me and said, you know, he was, you know, the closest father figure that you ever had, and he was. We spent 53 years knowing each other.
What made you so close?
Well, he recruited me out of high school. He was at Mississippi State. I was at Biloxi High School. And he came down and watched me play and visited. The primary recruiter was Rabbit Brown for me, but I went to Alabama. And then I went to Arkansas as a graduate assistant, finishing my master's degree. And Coach got the job at Iowa State. Then I asked him, you know, take me with him, and he did. And he kind of took me under his wing, and I came in the first year as a B-team coach. That was the scout team back then. And then linebacker coach the next year, defensive coordinator the next year, and then assistant head coach, linebacker, and defensive coordinator the third year. And then that's when we went to Pittsburgh the fifth year.
Jackie Sherrill with us, the former Panther head coach. But before that, you were the assistant, obviously, at Pitt. And what is the biggest takeaway when you talk about Johnny Majors? You'll say what?
Well, the person that he was. You go back in Coach Majors' history, you know, as a little kid, you know, he had football knowledge and awareness. His dad was one of the best coaches in Tennessee. So he grew up with his brothers and coach as a young kid in Pee Wee and junior high school, and then certainly at the University of Tennessee, and, you know, coming in second to the Heisman. But, you know, Coach never talked about what he did. And, you know, I really, when I started, went to work for him, I didn't know that he finished second in the Heisman until I read his bio. But he was very humble, but yet very enthusiastic. He was a great PR guy. He was probably the best PR guy in college football, and he was a great salesman. And he had to be. You know, we went to Pittsburgh, Iowa State had never been to a bowl game. They had very few winning season. And 1 year that we were there, you know, the three teams that we lost to were Oklahoma, Nebraska, Colorado, and they finished 1, 2, 3 in the final poll. And going to Pittsburgh, they were 1-10, 1-10, and 1-10 the three previous years. And it takes seven things that, you know, I believe to win and build a team and win a championship, and that is the administration. And we had a great one in the AD, Kaz Maslinski, and then certainly Chancellor Posvar. But somebody had to sell those in that we could do the job, because I think at that time, in my opinion, that, you know, Pitt behind closed doors were saying, we're going to try one more time, and if we can't turn it around, we'd go, drop down to another division. And then it takes the faculty, the students, the players, coaches, the alumni, and the media. And Coach Majors was great with the media. So we were able to turn things around. And the biggest game in the turnaround that gave everybody the validity or the feeling and credibility was when we went to Athens, Georgia, and tied Georgia 7-7.
Jackie Sherrill, the former Panther coach, is with us, remembering his lifelong friend, Johnny Majors, who passed away yesterday at age 85. He's here on The Voice of Pittsburgh. 59-1 was his record at Pitt, including three straight 11-1 seasons, 79, 80, and 81. From a football perspective, I'm sorry, go ahead,
and
Coach.
If the head coach during that time had been smarter, we had won it, the championship, two times, but I don't know who that dummy was.
Well, you have to essentially blame it on Johnny Majors then, Jackie, right? Because
no,
he taught you everything that you
time.
Knew.
It was, I believe that guy's name was Jackie Sherrill.
Well, Jackie Sherrill is our guest. From a football perspective, what made Johnny Majors so great? You talked about a great communicator, a great PR guy, media. I mean, he was a terrific recruiter. Let's get into some X's and O's, some of the things tactically that Johnny Majors was very good at.
Well, he had great knowledge and vocabulary, but knowledge, football knowledge. Like I said, you know, he grew up in a household of his brothers that were excellent players. His dad was a great coach. And then, you know, he went and played for Bowden White at Tennessee. And his coaching careers at Mississippi State and Arkansas. So he was surrounded with other great coaches, but also outstanding assistant coaches. And the knowledge that he had of football was way above a lot of the other coaches that were head coaches.
Jackie Sherrill with us on KDKA Radio. Were you surprised his passing? I know 85 was a life well lived, Coach, but was he sick? I mean, I had an opportunity to meet him on a number of occasions.
That shocked me.
Yeah.
Sunday night, we had a conversation. He called me and we talked for over an hour telling
so
old
you spoke
stories.
To him Sunday.
Sunday night, and we talked for over an hour telling old stories. And you know, he talked about his health, you know, being 85 in good health and you know, doing well. And it was a shock when I got the call on Tuesday morning. But, you know, even Sunday night, he went out, he was on his balcony, which he loved to go out and set because the Tennessee River was below on the his house is on a bluff and looking down at the Tennessee River and you know they said Monday that he was out there and fell asleep and didn't wake up.
Mm. God bless him.
You know, my daughter, which knows him very well, and as well as some of the former players that he had, they made a comment that he deserved to go out and deserved to leave that way, and which I would say that's probably true. He was much more than a football coach.
Jackie Sherrill is with us on KDKA Radio. Jackie, you said the last time you spoke to Coach Majors, Johnny Majors passing away, age 85 yesterday. When was the last time you saw him? Last time you spoke to him Sunday, you last saw him when?
Oh, I can't remember the date, but it wasn't very long ago because we've been keeping in touch. And matter of fact, on Sunday, he was saying, I'll come to Texas. And I said, Coach, I'm coming to Tennessee in July. I'll come and see you. But he was wanting to see me before then. And he said, well, I'll come to Texas. And Coach, if I'd said okay, he probably would have been on a plane. But, it's hard to – he was such – a great communicator, and he was really a great salesman. And the thing that awed me all the time was he may have met somebody 10, 15 years ago, and then all of a sudden meet them again. He would tell them, what their name was, where they met, and what they were doing at that time.
Jackie Sherrill is our guest, the former Pitt Panther coach. I notice in the conversation, Jackie Sherrill here, the winner of 180 games in his career, you still call Johnny Majors coach, even into your golden years in your conversations as recently as Sunday night. You still refer to him as coach. Is that because he won 185 games and you won 180? Is that it, Jackie?
No, it's out of respect. I've always called Coach Majors coach. Even when we were in private settings having a drink, I never said the word John. It was always Coach Majors.
That's incredible, and I find that fascinating. And it's not that way anymore, and that's a great insight. And I appreciate everything that you've been able to do, Coach Sherrill, here to have you on the air and to reminisce on Johnny Majors. I suppose if you could say one thing to your good buddy, your dear friend, and somebody who, as you mentioned, was a father figure to him, what would that be?
Well, yeah. Three words. I love you.
Succinct and to the point, and it's poignant at this time. Coach Sherrill, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you being so gracious with your stories and the intimate stories that you have with, and I'll call him, Coach Majors. All the best to you, and I understand we'll see you up here in Pittsburgh sooner rather than later.
Yes, thank you. And the players have started in motion, and he's going to have on Sunday night in Knoxville, they'll have a small gathering at Coach's house. But on Monday, they'll have the burial in the service in Lynchburg, Tennessee. And that was for the family and selected friends. But they'll have a memorial at UT at Tennessee. And the former players at Pittsburgh have started in motion to have a memorial for Coach in Pittsburgh. And I'm sure that will go public whenever the details are worked out.
And deservedly so. all of those. And that's great to hear. And Jackie, I appreciate you, Coach. Thank you for coming on the program. And you be well during this crazy time, and we will talk to you here hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, thank you, and I can say help it.
There it is. There he goes. That's and I'll let that one slide, because after all, I'm full disclosure, West Virginia guy, Jackie Sherrill, the great Panther coach. Heck of a record. It's fun to look back at some of those eye-popping numbers that he put up, and of course Johnny Majors put up. Two guys that were joined at the hip, and he talked to his friend as recently as Sunday, and they were to get together in July.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.